Patrick, I mentioned it earlier. You've put a lot of old stories together, and as I said earlier, and you're going to publish a book soon. But like, I mean, I don't want to cross the path. But like, you may tell me before we finish up the story about Mummers you had and Lady Leitrim. Would you tell me that story, Patrick?
Well, I'll tell you. 1946, I think it was. John Duffy of Aliati came into the old shop down the Strand Road there, and he's telling me about the Gorton and Brad Mummers. The Gorton and Brad Mummers were very famous. They travelled all over. But he told me about the first place they went to was to Lady Leitrim's down in Mulroy, in the cottage. And he told me that when they went down, they just knocked on the door, and Lady Leitrim would come to the door, or maybe the maid, and they said, "Just Gorton and Brad Mummers." And they didn't have to perform. She gave them $1.
Gee, that was an easy earning.
It was easy earning money, you know. Yeah. That was the biggest amount ever they got at that time, Mummers, yeah. You know. Usually maybe a shilling or 2 shillings or something like that.
But £1.
You know, but £1 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
So anyway, I decided we'd form the Kerrygart Mummers. So got John McClafferty, Edmund Kelly, Sean Kelly and Michael Duffy together. And some of them, I had a false face on me because I didn't want Lady Leitrim to know me. John McClafferty was in business. He had black boot polish on his face. He was in business too as well. But the rest of them had nothing on them.
Oh my God. Know. They stood behind you.
I got the car out, the Ford Anglia, AH47172, door Ford Anglia, and we drove out as far as the Mulroy Pier, and we walked up to Lady Leitrim's cottage, and we went to the door, and I knocked on the door, and Annie Ramsay, who was the housekeeper at the time, she was from Ballybuffet, she came to the door, and I said, "The Kerrygart Mummers." So she says, "Oh," she says, "I'll go in and I'll tell the lady." So Lady Leitrim came to the door, and I said, "Kerrygart Mummers, Lady Leitrim." "Oh," she says, "come on in," she says. And she lined us up along the wall. And she looked at us and we looked at her.
You weren't going to get off as easy.
And the only thing we forgot to learn rhymes.
Oh,
thank God. We had no rhymes. So we were all shivering in our shoes at this stage. Yeah. We didn't know what to do because we were all just lined up in the against the wall. But anyway, the next thing, we were all huddled in behind me at the back, and I was saying, "Boys, you sing a song. You're a good singer. Sing a song there."
To cover them, I'm just
So I started singing a lovely Christmas carol, "The Hills of Donegal," only song I knew. So I got through the first verse when the giggling started in behind me. And so I only got half through the first verse when I burst out laughing. And Lady Leitrim says, "Oh," she says, "very good," she says, "very good now." And she went into the dining room and she came out with £1.
So you saved their bacon.
And we drove into Kerrygart, and went into Michaelwee's. We bought chocolate and sweets in there, and that was the only outing for the Kerrygart Mummers. one night stand.
Half a song.
Half a song for £1.
One performance.
For £1.
Oh, gee, that's funny.
Oh, God, we weren't ready for all we got.
So you
tell
didn't
you.
Go out anymore.
Oh, no, that was the funniest thing.
End of the Mummers.
That's the end of the Kerrygart Mummers.
So you sang The Hills of Donegal.
Hills of Donegal. Oh, I wasn't a very good singer either.
But you got £1 for you.
Oh, we got £1 for half a verse just.